For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. In the Oval Office on Christmas Day, President Trump told reporters that the wall he wants on the southern border is necessary because drugs, human trafficking, and illegal people are coming into the United States from Mexico. The president says, unless the Senate gives the okay for $5 billion for the wall, the government shutdown will continue.
The only way you're going to do it is to have a physical barrier, meaning a wall. And if you don't have that, then we're just not opening.
The government shutdown began on Friday after Congress and the White House failed to resolve their differences over the border wall, and thousands of government workers remain furloughed, or they're being forced to work without pay. The president canceled his trip to Mar-a-Lago. He's the first president to spend Christmas in the White House in 18 years. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. It's the holiday season with hope in the air. Things to look forward to and no time for despair. Health can be a challenge, and so can the mail. So Get the Tea wants to help you by giving you a sale. Buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month for free. No limit. That's buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month free. That's a savings of $35. Where? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Scroll down on the front page and find the Buy Two, Get One Free ad. Click it and save. Orders over $100 get free shipping. Send the gift of life. Change tea at GetTheTea.com. We have many, many non-GMO organic supplements just waiting for you. This holiday season, enjoy health and Thanksgiving with GetTheTea.com. Want to call us? 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. GetTheTea.com is a proud sponsor of Doing What's Right. That's GetTheTea.com.
The Pope addresses thousands of people on Christmas. Here's USA's Chris Barnes.
Pope Francis telling a huge crowd in St. Peter's Square on Christmas morning that the people of the world should become closer.
What is the universal message of Christmas? It is that God is a good father and we are all brothers and sisters.
Francis saying his wish is for fraternity among people of different faiths, races, and ideas, saying without fraternity, even the best plans and projects risk becoming soulless and empty.
At Illinois' Cook County Jail, there was a Christmas behind bars. Chicago Roman Catholic Archbishop Blaise Supich says if the prisoners can't come to the service will come to them.
We're going to make sure that nobody is forgotten. Everybody gets to celebrate Christmas. And we should feel that we should do everything possible to make that happen, whether they're people who are in their sick beds or in prisons.
This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Actor Kevin Spacey is facing felony sexual assault charges in Massachusetts. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
Spacey is accused of sexually assaulting the teenage son of a former Boston TV news anchor at a bar on Nantucket in July of 2016. Spacey is due in court on January 7th. Following this latest development, Spacey posts a YouTube video in which he takes on the character he played in the Netflix hit House of Cards, Frank Underwood.
I mean, if you and I have learned nothing else these past years, it's that in life and art, nothing should be off the table. We weren't afraid, not of what we said, not of what we did, and we're still not afraid.
The Los Angeles County prosecutor declined to file charges 3 months ago after other allegations surfaced against Spacey there. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A telephone call between President Trump and a 7-year-old South Carolina girl has been on social media. The Post and Courier reports that Coleman Lloyd of Lexington dialed NORAD last night to check Santa Claus's position. A staffer who answered asked Coleman if she wanted to talk to the president about her plans for Santa.
We probably put out some cookies and then we're hanging out with our friends, so that's pretty much all.
Well, that's very good. Well, you just have a good time.
Yes, sir.
Are you still a believer in Santa?
Yes, sir.
Because it's 7, it's marginal, right?
Yes, sir.
Coleman said she didn't know what marginal meant. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.